This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. As America's 78 million baby boomers hit retirement age, one in eight of them is expected to develop Alzheimer's disease. Today, WBUR has launched a week-long series exploring the disease, its effect on families, and the work that medical researchers are doing to better understand the disease, much of which is being done right here in Boston. The series is called Fade to Darkness, The Age of Alzheimer's. WBUR's Iris Adler is the executive editor of the series, and she's here to talk about it. Hi, Iris.
Hi, Anthony.
So why look at Alzheimer's now?
Well, as you know, the first of the baby boomers are turning 65 this year, the age when the incidence of Alzheimer's significantly increases. So you just mentioned that number, 75 million boomers. One in eight are expected to get Alzheimer's.
One in eight.
One in eight.
Wow.
And unless we find a way to prevent, delay, or possibly cure the disease, we are going to see an avalanche of cases in the next two decades. And that is problematic because it's going to cost a tremendous amount of money, and people are very concerned about how will we care for these people and how will we pay for that care.
Not to mention the suffering and all of those families associated with all those people. Iris, you reported a very powerful piece this morning on Morning Edition. It was a profile of a local Alzheimer's sufferer, Dr. Ralph Kelly. His case was particularly distressing because he was diagnosed so young.
He was. He was diagnosed when he was 59 years old, and some 10% of Alzheimer's cases are diagnosed that early. And he has four children, three of them who are quite young, under the age of 13. And we were very privileged to follow him and his family for a year. And during that time, we got to see the challenges of living with this very difficult disease. And at one point during the year, we went with him over to Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, where he was undergoing some neurological testing. And the neuropsychologist would ask him questions to test his memory. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
And what was your last job?
Last job, I was a I know this. Because it'll come. Mm-hmm. Last job. Genzyme.
Genzyme.
Yeah.
It's like almost as if you're swimming in glue and can barely hear the outside.
That's such a powerful quote, Iris. It's almost as if you're swimming in glue. And I want to ask you about that profile. Dr. Kelly remarked at how little progress his colleagues in the medical establishment have been able to make in understanding Alzheimer's, let alone treating it. Why is that the case?
Well, if you speak to a lot of the medical experts, as we have over the past 6 months or so, they will tell you that there is just not a lot of funding for Alzheimer's research. They are ready to move ahead, but that research for Alzheimer's is woefully underfunded. And in fact, if you look at what the NIH, the federal government, spends on Alzheimer's compared to other diseases such as cancer and heart disease, it's clear that Alzheimer's is underfunded. So researchers say they want to move forward, but they need the government to step up, and our own Congressman Markey is working on that right now. But in these tight economic times, there are some questions as to whether that funding will be available.
So the series, Fade to Darkness, what can we expect this week?
So tomorrow, Anthony, we're going to take a deep dive into the research. Where are we with the research and where are we heading? On Wednesday, we look at the questions of to test or not for Alzheimer's. You know, early testing is now becoming available. On Thursday, we look at the funding issues, and Friday, we look at planning. What is being done to plan for the many, many millions of cases we're expecting in the coming decades?
So that's all this week on Morning Edition. Radio Boston will also be participating in the series this week. We have conversations planned about the impact of the epidemic on caregivers. We'll also have a roundtable with some distinguished local scientists to talk about the state of the research. That's all coming up later this week as our series Fade to Darkness continues. And you can find lots of information about the series on our website, radioboston.org. WBUR's Iris Adler, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Anthony.